In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Brothers and sisters, wow. What a great mystery did we just witness here right before our very eyes. A mystery that is not only great, but also described as most heavenly. We saw a family united in one another through Christ. A family united to God Himself through Christ. A family united to each and every one of us through Christ. A family joined to all of the saints from every day and age through Christ. Who all have the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God the Father of all. What a beautiful mystery we have just witnessed. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, it is a great joy for me as a priest, unworthy though I am, as we heard in those prayers, and as those who hear my confession know, what a great joy it is, and worthy though I be, to assist in this wonderful mystery. Now, you all have witnessed the mystery of holy baptism. Just yesterday, there also were the mystery of holy confession. This we understand to be the renewal of our baptism. It would be wonderful if every time we sinned, we could get back into those baptismal waters and be washed and cleansed, right? To receive this most heavenly mystery once again. Yet the Lord has appointed another way, as we know, and that's confession. The acknowledgement of all of our sins, the laying bare of our spiritual infirmities before Christ the physician, who forgives and who heals. This mystery of holy confession is the renewal of baptism. We saw not just the purification of the two littlest in the Howard family, now George and Herman, but we also yesterday saw the purification of also the parents and the eldest, who have taken the names Siloan, Elizabeth, and Pantaleon. We see them as new creations, coming out of that confession, coming out of that water, being refashioned and remade in Christ, joined to His purity, His truth, His love, His grace, His mercy. All of that wells up within them. And in the Orthodox Church, by the way, we do practice immersion. We practice immersion because we're fully united to Christ. And that happens in baptism. It also happens in confession. Those who prepared themselves for confession, and not just the Howard family, but also the other catechumens who were received during this festal time, Marion and Yvonne, made lifelong confessions, confessing everything in their lives from childhood up till now. It's almost as if they dove into their confession like a candidate for baptism dives into the baptismal fonts. Diving into that Jordan River that's filled with God's mercy and compassion. And swimming down to the very bottom so that we will be fully immersed in that purification. Brothers and sisters, for all of us who have been baptized, confession can be that renewal. I encourage you to make your confessions full. Full, like our catechumens make them. Don't just dip your toe in the water of confession. Swim down to the very bottom. Acknowledge all of your sins. Receive forgiveness and healing for everything. Renew your baptism. This mystery of being united in Christ and through Him made holy, sanctified, has to be renewed in us. And it has to be renewed through holy confession. Brothers and sisters, be mindful of this. Now to the Howard family, and also to Marion and to Yvonne, to our wave of catechumens who have come in during this festal time, I want to tell you that you will have temptations that will come your way. Because we are united to the life of Christ, and what happened when He rose from those waters? He went out and He prayed and fasted for 40 days, and then He was tempted by the devil. You will have temptations. When you go out into the world, you'll have people who receive the Lord's teaching and people who reject it. People who praise God and people who mock God. You'll have people who are loyal to you and people who will betray you. You will suffer. you will die. But in Christ, we have the great privilege to rise again. And he strengthens us for this journey into his life by community. When Christ went this way, he went this way, blazing the trail by himself. Behind him followed the apostles, their successors, the bishops, the martyrs, the venerable and God-bearing fathers, the holy men and women who dedicated their lives in discipleship to the Lord Jesus Christ, following him. And now you walk among them. You took patron saints to help you. You have sponsors. And what a joy it was to have so many sponsors, right? That cloud of witnesses. And all of you in this church, those of you who are believers, you walk together with them. And we walk not just with Orthodox Christians all over the world who have the same faith and the same practice, but we walk with all those previous generations who had that same faith and that same practice incorporated into the one life of Christ. You walk with all of them. You do not walk alone. I want to encourage you who have come into the church through the mysteries of baptism and confession, holy chrismation. I want to encourage you with one final mystery that is about to take place. And that is the greatest mystery of Holy Communion. Holy Communion is the seal of our reception into the body of Christ, where we partake of his flesh and blood, and he comes and abides within us, and we abide within him. This is how we are united to God most perfectly. It'll be our privilege to welcome you to come first to receive Holy Communion, to have that full union with God in Christ that is prepared for you. It is our joy, brothers and sisters, to welcome you into the body of Christ, into the fullness of the faith, to be members of his heavenly kingdom. We rejoice with you today as family, as church community, and as the entire church, both those in heaven and those on earth. Heaven and earth rejoice today in your union in Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.